As anxiety about gift giving begins to throttle up, we're here to say, do not despair, for we have help for those cooks and eaters on your list. Our contributor, Melissa Clarks, turned to Sally Schneider of The Improvised Life for some help.
Hi, Sally. So great to have you.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm so glad to be here.
So please help me out for the holidays. I have a long list of foodie gifts that I need to buy or to make, and I know that this is right up your alley.
It is up my alley. I've been thinking about this for a long time and testing them out. First of all, I look for gifts that can be given any time for any occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just bound to the holidays. If you're going to a dinner party or whatever, you can stockpile these. I start with inexpensive bought ones that mm-hmm. I can keep on hand. My favorite being markers for wine glasses that I give with a bottle of wine when I go to a dinner.
That is great, because I think that's most people's go-to gift. And in this way, you're personalizing it. So what do the markers do?
Well, first of all, I learned this from Anthony Giglio, who's a wine writer. I went to his house one night, and he handed me a glass of wine that had my name on it.
Written on the glass.
Yes. And the reason for this is, commonly, at fairly big parties or at any dinner party, people forget which glass is theirs.
I lose my wine glass all the time.
Yeah.
But how do you write it on the glass?
There are a couple of kinds of markers you can use. One is a Faino China marker, which is really one of those old-fashioned wax pencils that mm-hmm. has a little string you pull to sharpen it.
Yep, those are great.
And the reason those are nice is because you can just put the glass in the dishwasher and it'll take off the mark.
Oh, that's great.
Now, I've done some further tests
uh-huh.
and found out that Sharpies and the washable markers used on whiteboards also work really well.
That is a great gift for people, especially with the wine or maybe even with a couple of nice wine glasses if you found some that
yes.
you really liked.
Yes.
What other kinds of things can I stockpile? I love the idea of stockpiling gifts, and that way you always have them on hand.
Well, I actually just ordered some of my very favorite paring knives, which are not the expensive black-handled chef's knives.
Mm-hmm.
These are made by an old French company called L'Econome. They're really charming. They have colored wood handles. They feel good in the hand. They sharpen easily on a steel. And they cost about $10 each.
Oh, that's great.
Cooks with everything love them, and novice cooks love them.
Now, I was looking on your website recently. By the way, I love your website.
And
you have this wonderful idea about vintage fondue forks, which I think is fabulous. Tell us about that.
Well, I realized that the tool that I use every day is a vintage fondue fork from the 50s, which is about 11 inches long, very long and sleek, with three tines, like a regular fork,
okay,
and a wood handle.
Okay, so not the kind with two.
No, you don't want the spear-like ones. And I find not only do I use it to pull things out of a pan or out of the broiler or whip up eggs, but I find myself using them for my private dinners. It makes my salad taste better to eat with them.
With a very long, elegant fork. I bet
yes.
they're great for getting things out of jars. That was the first thing I thought of is, oh, I can get that last little anchovy right out of the jar with
these
long.
That's right. And you can also use them for serving because a lot of them are really kind of sculptural and beautiful.
Where do you find them?
I troll eBay.
Uh-huh.
There are tons of them. Apparently, everybody was eating fondue in the 50s.
And
they come in different styles. But for an example of the cost, I just bought six for $20.
Oh, that's great.
So a $3.50 fondue fork with a little note and a message about what it's for is a fabulous gift.
What about gifts that you can make?
Those actually are some of the most coveted gifts, I find, because they're one-offs, and you've taken your time to make them,
yeah.
so they're a great treasure. I like to just take plain old wooden spoons, which you can buy easily, and paint the handles.
Oh.
You can mask them off with masking tape and use artist acrylic paint, which lasts longer than a water-based house paint, and make stripes or different patterns, or just simply dip the handle into paint.
So I need to look for acrylic paint that will last longer than water-based paint.
Yes.
Another great thing that I saw on your site, and I just love this idea, beeswax sheets. Tell me about what those are and how I would use it.
These are cotton squares or rectangles that have been infused with beeswax and propolis and a couple of other things. You can buy them online from Abigo or Bees Wraps. There
mm-hmm.
are a couple of companies making them, and they are an alternative to plastic wrap. Now, everyone I know is trying to get away from plastic wrap, but then relies on it because there's nothing really that works in its place.
So you'd use it, you'd take this sheet of beeswax cloth and then you'd put it over a bowl, or
yes.
you'd wrap cheese in it?
It's firm to start, And just from the touch of your hands, it gets malleable.
Okay.
So you can cover a bowl with it. You can wrap cheese. You can wrap salamis. All kinds of things.
And it doesn't. The beeswax doesn't flake off.
No, it doesn't. It molds. And you wash it in cold water with soap. And they, I have heard, last about a year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And can you make them yourself as well?
You can indeed.
Instructions are on your website?
Yes.
I'm going to check that out.
What I do recommend is when you give these, in the note, include how to wash them and handle them and so on, because they're a new thing for people.
Yeah, I've never seen them except on your website, and I'm really excited about trying them. What about something for someone on a really tight budget?
Okay. Years ago, a friend of mine started giving me a sheaf of writing or poems about food every year. And all she did was find something wonderful from M.F.K. Fisher or haiku or Pablo Neruda, any evocative, beautiful piece about food. And she would print it out on a computer printer on wonderful paper. Mm-hmm. And she'd put together 10 or 12 of them, roll them into a roll bound with ribbon, and give it to me.
Oh, that's so nice.
And in the weeks that follow, every morning I would sit down and read one of those pieces. And I can't tell you how much it's meant to me.
You could do the same thing with recipes. Collect your favorite recipes for your friends.
Or, yes.
Or maybe even give that beautiful sheaf of nice paper with the recipes and then an ingredient.
Really good idea.
Yep. Sally, thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Melissa.
Sally Schneider is the mind behind The Improvised Life. You can find her picks for the cook in your life, as well as her ideas for more holiday gifts, on the website splendidtable.org. New York Times columnist Melissa Clark is the author of the aptly titled Eat This Now. She has sweetly left us with something to fuel our shopping binges. Try her shrimp scampi with Pernod and fennel fronds. It's all at splendidtable.org.